Hello, welcome to Can You Guess That? I am one of your co-hosts, Caitlin Best.
I am the other one of your co-hosts, Matthew Olson. Hello. Hi, Caitlin.
Hey, Matt. Hi.
Hi. Hey.
Hi. Hi. Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
And sitting right here in my hot room,
so hot.
My hot summertime room with me is...
Hey, Mark Hintz,
Hey, Mark.
We are gonna have to bleep your last name out for legal reasons.
Wait, are you being serious or
no? No, I'm not being serious.
Okay. Everything on this
podcast
is such a joke.
Everybody.
Everything on this podcast is such a fucking joke.
Such a joke, you know?
Unbelievable.
Mark is the primary member of our Switzerland street team.
Right, yeah. Sorry. I'm out there hitting the sidewalk, the pavement every single day, pushing your guys' cast on the unsuspecting residents of Zurich, Switzerland.
The telephone poles are just thick with "Can you get to that?" flyers.
Yeah, bright, garish orange.
Bright orange.
With your weird-ass logo that's like a funny spiral.
Yep.
I wear the t-shirt, too.
How many of those have you sold so far, Mark?
I have seven different of those t-shirts, and
wow.
I wear one of them every day.
So you bought all of them?
Yep.
Wow.
All me.
Teespring won't even print any more of those, from what I hear.
Yeah, well, it's because they were getting all these weird transactions from Swiss bank accounts, and they thought it was corruption.
In case you missed this, listeners, our previous episode was our one-year anniversary, and in recognition of that, we're doing a little bit of a fundraiser, I guess. You can visit teespring.com/ can you get to that, separated by hyphens. And maybe buy a t-shirt.
Matt said fundraiser, but I think what he meant to say was fundraiser.
Right. Also style raiser.
Yeah.
Is it will raise your style when you wear this t-shirt?
Just general vibes raiser.
Yeah, mood raiser.
Mood raiser.
Definitely mood raiser.
This is a disaster.
What's a disaster?
I feel like this is Johnny Flores all over again.
I'm missing something.
You're missing a couple things. For one thing, I'm freaked out because this week of all weeks, I'm in charge of doing the clicking, which is very unusual.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm nervous about, you know.
It's unprecedented, actually.
I mean, you just last week on our year anniversary cast misclicked and added a whole step. To our run.
That was my first misclick ever.
That's not true, and you know it. So it does happen. Second, if you'll recall, when we had Johnny on as a guest,
he tore my room apart.
He tore your room apart, but you guys opened the show with a roast of me.
I don't think that was a roast of you, what we just did. We just pointed out a small speech error that you made.
By not saying fundraiser?
Yeah. You just put an extra sound in there. It's okay. It could happen to anyone.
You're trying to pick apart my speech, and I don't want a bit of it. I don't want a bit of it.
Just be glad it wasn't something.
Don't
worse,
make a
you
bit
know?
Of it. This was a huge mistake having you on the podcast.
Yeah, well, I am pretty nerdy.
But Mark, you're the first guest to also give us the topic of their guest show.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Not my first topic suggestion, but I like this one.
You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so the topic that I proposed today is Wojtek the Fighting Bear. Wojtek was one of the more notable fighting animals.
More notable bears.
One of the more notable bears. In a long line of famous bears, Wojtek... you know, he stands above the rest. He could probably beat up any other famous bear in history.
Bold claim.
He was... should I go into the whole backstory?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about
He was discovered as a cub by a group of Polish soldiers in World War II, somewhere in Iran. And they adopted him, they brought him into their crew, and they raised him as one of them, including all of their habits. Like, for example... They taught him to smoke cigarettes. Sometimes he would eat the cigarettes. They taught him to drink beer. They wrestled with Wojtek as he grew up. And eventually they were redeployed to the German front or something. And Wojtek fought in like a couple of major battles. And I guess he carried ammunition for the Poles. And you know, enemy fighters saw this bear among the ranks and, you know, started quivering in their breeches or in whatever kind of pants they used to wear during World War II.
Can we just, thank you so much for telling us about that, but can we just time out for a second to talk about what Matt just did on his computer, which was to go to the Cleveland Cavaliers Wikipedia page, find a picture of LeBron James, and download it.
Download it four times, mind you.
I seriously thought he was going to make a crying Jordan meme in front of us in real time. I've been seeing so many crying Jordan memes on the internet.
It's crying Jordan season, as the astrologers say.
One of my favorite tweets after the Cavs won was, "And now we begin the ceremonial crying of the Jordans."
Guys, I do want you to know that there is a crying Jordan Wikipedia page.
I sense a topic for a future week.
Oh yeah. Caitlin, I just realized that I don't know how you resist trolling me all the time while we're doing at least the setup, because you can always click random article, but you always keep it on the Wikipedia homepage.
Yeah, you're right.
And I didn't want to interrupt Mark while he told us the story of Wojtek, so I was like, what's the next best thing I can do? Well, I'll stay just quiet if I just download going. This same picture of LeBron James four times. Anyway.
I mean, I can't do it now because it's been done.
It's been done now. You'll have to come up with your own thing. Wojtek smoked cigarettes so long as they were lit. That's something I learned.
But if they were not lit, he just ate them.
He just ate them.
Enjoyed beer.
Both ways.
Favorite drink of Wojtek's. Mm-hmm. They'd wrestle the bear, which sounds like a bad idea.
Too.
Question. When they say beer was his favorite drink, does that mean that he mostly drank beer?
Maybe.
Like, did he drink more beer than he drank water?
There's...
Or is it just like, of all of the special treats they offered him, beer was his favorite?
Beer was a treat.
I think he probably really liked beer. But I think it was probably just better really water. Beer. I wonder, you know, if they had put a glass of wine in front of him.
Right,
and a beer,
maybe he would have...
You know, a nice cab or something.
Maybe he would have preferred that.
Would he have just poo-pooed the cab? Or what?
I don't think we know, because I don't think he ever got the opportunity.
I guess there's probably not a lot of wine in wartime. Hard to come by.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't think there would be a lot of beer either by the same token.
Good point.
Yeah. My grandfather drove truck for Nabisco.
During the war?
During the war.
Quantities of chocolate?
Large amounts of wafers to the front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you chuckle fucks. He drove it during peacetime through Yellowstone National Park. Because I guess that was convenient, and they had snack shacks out there in the national parks then that needed cookie supplies. But you weren't allowed to...
feed the bears.
No.
Wafers to the bears.
The thing is that the bear feeding laws were apparently very lax. You weren't allowed to deliver a pallet of busted up, crushed up Oreos, because those were, like, not good anymore.
Nobody wants those, right?
Yeah.
So they're only good for ice cream.
They hadn't invented that technology yet.
The technology to mix Oreos
with ice cream. No.
Yeah, no.
Exist.
That wasn't a thing until the late 80s.
Cuz it requires actually a supercomputer to perform the requisite calculations.
Do you want to know what the fuck would happen to the crushed up Oreos or not?
Matt, is the answer that they gave them to the bears?
Yes. Okay. That's the answer.
That's a good answer.
Did they also give them milk?
Let's hit random article. Let's go.
Because if not...
Yeah, you hit random article.
Mark, I want you to strap in. This is getting serious.
Click, click. Got my G suit on.
Oh, shit.
Got my mouth guard on.
Step one.
Fluotracin.
Fluotracin?
Oh, dude, it's a drug.
Whoa, chill.
Whoa. Nice.
It's not a recreational drug.
It's a tricyclic drug, which means you can only take it when you ride on a tricycle. You know how with acid they have bicycle day, well with fluotracin they have tricycle day.
I'm just gonna let Mark do the whole podcast. Caitlin, we should both be quiet and just let Mark
it.
Do these bits. He's already making more fun out of this drug than either of us could.
I know. No, it possesses dual antidepressant and antipsychotic activity. That's all I have to say.
It was believed that this duality would be advantageous in the treatment of schizophrenia, which is...
It was believed that. It was never marketed.
It was never... What? It was just an orphan drug?
An orphan
Maybe
drug?
It has some super freaky side
is
effects.
Is that like a technical name?
No, that was just like...
Wait, go back up for a second, Matt.
Yes.
If a drug falls out of the lab and no one's around to market it, does it exist?
Just on Wikipedia.
Just on Wikipedia.
It doesn't explain. Yeah, it doesn't explain why they never sold it.
I think it's probably because it has super freaky side effects, like it turns your piss like radioactive green or something like that.
That sounds kind of tight though.
That's cool. Yeah.
That'd be cool in a club, I think. Mm-hmm. If it would make your piss glow,
you know, one of those pee
light.
Clubs.
Well, okay. Name me a time you've gone to the club and you haven't had to pee at least once. What if it made your pee glow in black light?
Can't, and I've peed on the floor of the club every time. Because yeah. I didn't know where else to go.
Just.
It's why I don't go clubbing very much anymore.
Yeah, because you've been banned from half of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's a bad idea that Mark already primed himself with a second beer in tow.
He hasn't started the second beer yet.
But I've definitely
I know,
finished
but just
the
imagine
first,
where we're going to be
means
then.
I'm on the cusp.
Just to, I do have control of the bottle opener, so I feel like I can hold him off. For a little bit.
And I have control of the clicking, so Mark can only make the funnies about this page
yeah,
for so
you're right.
long.
It was good that you took control.
Imagine if Mark just had the ability to click on these links right now.
Yeah,
would you be able to stop
we
him, Caitlin?
We would be fucked. We would have made like four extra steps just then.
I'd already be like six tabs deep in a different tangent.
Yeah.
You'd already be on Arrowid trying to find out if anyone's tripped on this drug.
Side effects of flotricin.
You know what the worst thing about Arrowid is?
Hmm.
Is when you're trying to read the trip reports, they're all, the background is black and the text is like this gray color and it's really, really hard on your eyes.
It's impossible to read.
It's just very hard to read.
Yeah, and imagine how hard it would be to read if you were tripping balls.
Oh my God.
And you really needed some advice.
We have talked about doing an Arrowid spin-off episode. I don't know quite how that would work. I don't know what the rules of the Arrowid game would be.
I'm not sure if it's possible. Something to look into, though. Maybe for a third episode of Can You Get to That Nights?
Can
Nights.
You get to that after yes. dark? XXX.
All right, where are we going to go?
That's
okay,
a great question.
So I know you can get to Wojtek via, you know, like lists of fighting animals. Or, you know, animals in war.
I don't think somehow, I mean...
War animals.
I can't envision how we're going to do that.
Maybe, you know, Polish military.
Scroll down to show this whole sidebar.
What about...
Oh, it's not helpful, the sidebar.
Yeah, there's no people names in there. It's all drug stuff on this page, huh?
It's all drug stuff.
Maybe if we can find a company... Of some drug company of some sort, then we could find the...
Nope. No company listed.
Schizophrenia?
I'll tell you this. What we might have to do is we might have to go through some of the symptoms or things that it's designed to treat and then go to war?
Go to Maybe. Things that
PTSD.
Happen to people in war.
PTSD,
yeah.
War, yeah.
Oh, what a dark
Armies.
Episode. Shit.
Yeah. That's why
I took the mood right down, didn't I?
Depressed. At the end of this episode, you're going to need some fluoxetine.
That's why we got an extra beer.
Yeah. Because that always cheers me up.
That fixes my depression. That's what I take.
Or we could just go to
yeah,
article
okay, this
for
episode's
mouth.
Already really dark.
We could just go to mouth. Is that what that is? That links to mouth?
Roots of administration, oral, and
no,
then it redirects to mouth.
Okay.
I don't see how that is closer than the dark root.
I feel like mouth could be kind of fun, though.
Is this two
yeah,
to
maybe,
three on mouth?
I don't know, parts of the bodies. All right, yeah, go
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, let's go to mouth.
Three for three on mouth.
Let's do it.
Okay, we're on mouth.
It's
Look
just
at the
one
crocodile.
Of those... Oh,
Bears
what a
have
good
mouths.
Mouth. There's a good crocodile mouth.
Have you guys ever seen the Magic School Bus episode Inside Arnold?
Yes.
Where they go inside Arnold?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I believe they also enter through the mouth.
Yeah. That's the way I would go in if I had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly about if I had to get inside Arnold somehow.
How am I going to get in there?
It's that or you know.
Yeah, this is just one of those charming those charming Wikipedia. It's like, why is there a page about mouths?
Mm.
Like, do you think that the Encyclopedia Britannica has a section called mouth?
Quite possibly. I mean, this is going into the whole biology, like, not, you know, only a subset of animals that you might think have mouths have what are, like, technically defined as mouths. Otherwise, they're, like, digestive cavities that, like, open up and then, like a starfish doesn't have a mouth.
Yeah, they basically just have a super long stomach with two holes. One at the front, one at the back.
But isn't that the whole thing? I mean, what really is the difference between what we have and what you just said?
Compartmentalization.
I believe this diagram will tell you pretty much, you know, some important things about the formation.
Spiral cleavage.
Wait, so this diagram
appears to show how
cells differentiate between forming an anus and forming a mouth.
This shows how the tummy is made.
Well, this is
like different. This is like protostomes is one type of animal, and deuterostomes is another type of animal.
Oh, I see.
I don't know which is which. I don't know which is us, but
the practical difference is that protostomes and deuterostomes, their mouth and their butt form at the opposite ends.
Okay.
That's the practical difference.
Oh yeah, I see. It's flipped. Which one are we though? I mean, my mouth is at the top of me, so this one.
Yeah, we must be protostomes. This might not even be relevant to humans. This distinction. Some people actually are butt faces, though. So.
Yeah, I don't remember which forms first in a human, and it's.
I remember reading about this like in some bio class and being sort of freaked out by the notion that we all just start as a tube. Like, we all just start as a tube with a mouth at one end and a butt at the other. That's
and
it. That's
all the other stuff is basically just there to carry the tube around.
Yeah. That's all we are.
That's freaky, dude. And you said this wasn't going to be a dark episode.
At least we have this picture of a crocodile.
At least we have this crocodile. He looks like he's smiling.
Also, roughly tube-shaped.
You can definitely tell that a crocodile starts out as a flesh tube and then just other parts glom onto it.
Yeah.
A little harder with this Tasmanian devil.
Hey, there's a bear. Oh, that's a Tasmanian devil. Shit.
Or are they more like dogs?
I think they're their own thing. They're marsupials.
Oh, you're so right.
Wait, click on this devil again. He looks like he's been like smoothed in Photoshop.
Oh, yeah, he's been airbrushed.
You know?
Oh, they do that to all the animal photos on Wikipedia. You gotta let the animals look their best. Yeah.
I suppose that's true, yeah.
What if in real life all animals are, like, super fat? And then they just, like, fake slim them down for human consumption.
I want you two to ask yourselves, when Jimmy Wales asks for money every year, what do you think that money goes to? It's not hosting
airbrushing. It goes to
airbrushing animals.
Yeah.
I don't think they're fat. I think they just have really bad acne.
That too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boy.
So do we want to try to get to some animals?
Yeah. That's the path that makes most sense to me.
Yeah.
Just in case you're wondering, human mouth does have its own article in case you just want to hone in on that kind of mouth.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we do, but...
We definitely don't. A bear is a vertebrate.
That's true. But I also saw a mammal further down.
Yeah, we got mammal.
I think it's going to be harder to get to Wojtek via bear than via, like...
Like a more general category of animals.
That's just my thought. But we can try. You know, there might be a page like notable bears.
Now, be honest, Mark.
Yeah.
Did you scout this route out beforehand?
No, okay. I swear. I didn't. I'm a known...
You're a known scouter.
Yeah. I like to do my research before I wade into the uncharted territory of Wikipedia. I like to map out the terrain a little bit. But on this one, I did nothing, I promise.
All right.
I'm not seeing mammals.
All right. I think I saw a mammal and it was maybe not a link.
Yeah.
So I guess let's do vertebrates.
Very possible. Multicellular organism. No, that's too, abstract. Yeah, vertebrates, step 3.
I've decided to give Mark his second beer.
Let me get this one on tape.
Oh boy. I can tell you already, this one's going to be a nightmare to edit, but then I get to I get to listen to all these goofs again.
How do you guys feel about product placement? Because I'm drinking a tasty beer.
I think that's sufficient right there.
Yeah, right there. That's the limit.
I'm drinking a tasty beer also, but a different kind.
This is a product placement for
tasty beer.
You can get 10% off on your tasty beer if you walk into the store and you just tell the cashier, "Can you get to that? Sent me. Where's my discount?"
Use the offer code. Can you get to that at your local 7-Eleven, Plaid Pantry, or other beer emporium?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all know us.
Yeah. Hop behind the counter and just plug that into the till. Plug in. Can you get to that? Figure out.
What else do you think they listen to on those late nights? You know, but great podcast content.
Just this podcast over and over again.
Yeah.
Just this single episode that hasn't even been released yet. We're recording it right now, and that's what they listen to. Always. Oh boy, so this is a big old page.
We're on vertebrates now.
Yeah, there's a lot of vertebrates out there.
I see mammals.
We're gonna have to go to mammals. Unless there's a shortcut somewhere buried among these.
Do we want to go to mammals or do we want to zoom all the way out to animals, assuming that's going to be a really fat page and have, like, everything about animals, including that they're in wars sometimes?
Like, animals and humans.
Yeah,
like
something like that.
Like, somehow through, like, animal relationships with humans. Yeah.
Mm.
Ooh, that's clever. Mm.
I don't know. I don't know what I think is a smarter move.
I don't think that mammals might get us to bears, and then I think we'll be in a corner.
Mm.
Yeah, unless we can bail out to notable bears.
I hate this picture of the gills that we keep seeing, and I wish it was not there.
It's in a pike. It's pretty gross.
Oh God, Matt.
Matt just made it big. Matt made it real, really, really big. Now
he's trying to fix
again.
It by showing us LeBron again.
Wait,
thank
hold
you.
On.
Appreciate
Can we
that.
Just say though that when you Google LeBron James, the first picture that comes up is him playing a violin.
It's
that
pretty
was his,
cute.
That was his social media profile picture for a long time. It was,
and it's a cute. It's a cute pic. You know,
it's such a cute pic. Look at this other
he
one.
He seems like a sweetheart.
So he doesn't appear to actually play the violin. Just for the record.
Yeah, for the record, it doesn't appear to be a real thing.
This is coming from notable stringed instrument player, Caitlin Best.
Should we click on mammals?
No.
We should click
like animals.
I think we should
humans.
Go to animals.
I really like this idea.
Okay. Animalia directs to animal. I don't think animals is a page.
We'll go all the way to the top. There's a link.
That's fine.
It might be the same thing.
To animal.
Animals.
Yeah. All right. So step 4, animal. We're good with that?
Yeah.
All
right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Animal. Oh, we got a bunch of pictures of animals. Mm. Is a bear pictured? No.
What are animals?
Just one more time, Matt. We're not trying to get to a bear. We're trying to get to a battle bear.
Just
and
saying.
We're, and we're doing that through battle critters.
Okay. We'll see if battle critters is a subsection of the Wikipedia article for animals.
It's going to be in one of these trees of all the like phyla and the families.
Number of extant species. Model organisms. Did you know that Carl Linnaeus is the model organism?
Did I know that Mark just said a fun fact?
Biologists have a concept of model organisms, like the exemplary version of the species, and I'm pretty sure that...
Wait, like the most human-looking human?
Right. There is a model organism for Homo sapiens, and I'm pretty sure it's Carolus Linnaeus, he of the classification fame.
Fucking Linnaeus.
Of fucking course it is. Didn't we do Carolus Linnaeus as a... Was that a pre-canon topic that we did?
I don't remember talking about him.
Caitlin, it's not a pre-canon topic. We went off on that dude because he sucks so bad during an episode. I'm beginning to think you like purposely get your mind wiped after every recording.
I literally do. I feel like I've been reasonably forthcoming about this.
Eternal sunshine of the spotless Caitlin.
Yeah.
But look. You can't get mad at me for not remembering if we recorded that in your bedroom or in the KRC studio. Like, that's a detail to me.
I'm saying it's not a topic. I'm saying that was we ran into this guy and his smug face, and we're like, ugh, one day.
Mm-hmm.
He's a recurring character, if you will.
Uh-oh, Mark is Mark has decided that you're not paying enough attention to the Wikipedia page, and he has opened it himself.
This cannot be.
This is gonna be bad.
This does not bode well for the rest of this episode. Because two open Wikipedia screens means no one's making any good jokes. I can just go back to LeBron James pictures if need be. At the bottom, we have see also. And like I said, animal attacks, lists of animals. Those are options.
What do you think list of animal names is?
That's a great question, isn't it?
What does it hover over it?
Is it bear?
List of animal names.
Like,
is it like bear, dinosaur, horse,
or is it worm, like Fido, Spot?
Right.
Yeah, I think it's probably the latter.
Princess.
Right. You think it's the latter?
But an animal, it's the former. An animal can be named a lot of things.
Right.
I think it's probably a bad list, all things considered.
So I don't think. I mean, unless Wojtek is right at the top.
He would be at the bottom.
Yeah, the V right at the top of the list. The alphabetical list.
You know,
list.
It's where they put the Vs, you know? The top. Unless he's in there, I don't think that's a good place to go, but I am really curious about that article.
Yeah, maybe bookmark that one for later.
Yeah, maybe open that in a new tab.
I think lists of animals is pretty promising. We're okay going through lists.
Yeah.
That's what I would lean towards at this point.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Have Mark close his window, please.
It's done. It's done.
List of animals, step 5. Oh boy, it's not good
list
at all.
Concerning
is
members
it?
Of the kingdom Animalia.
This is like a list of lists.
By extinction, by region, by individual, real or fictional.
Oh my gosh, is this how he could have gotten to
list of fictional snakes?
Oh, maybe.
Damn.
Whoa. List of animals by common name? I think list of animal names. It says there, parentheses, male, female, young, and brood.
Oh, that makes sense.
That would be like
the goose, the gander, the gosling.
Exactly.
That's actually useful.
That makes more sense than like spot.
Ooh, I like this by aspect.
By aspect? Is that a D&D thing?
Well, like aspects of animals. So they have by domestication, by eating behavior, by extinction.
Oh, this is the category, the big category title.
Clever.
I don't know if it's picking up on the mic, but I think it started raining outside. And the way I can tell this is because there's a lot of loud, like, tapping sounds emanating from
like
where
rain
the...
on the roof.
Yeah, but emanating from where the AC is hanging out of our window in this Brooklyn apartment. And I was getting worried that the AC was just getting ready to fall straight out of the window.
You know, Matt, I hate to, pardon the expression, rain on your parade, but you do live in New York. It might be rats.
On the
it
third
could
floor,
be rats.
It could always be rats. Yes.
No. I heard there's a lot of rats there.
Don't assume there can't be rats on the third floor, Matt.
Can someone please read out what I just
list
highlighted?
List of non-fictional bears. Oh my god.
Wait. That's very good, and that's where we're gonna go. But look at the one at the very bottom.
List of wealthiest animals.
Okay.
Whoa, the very bottom.
Even funnier than that. List of animals with fraudulent diplomas. What?
What really gets me going is that I don't see a corresponding list of animals with legitimate diplomas, which is really a disservice to animals.
There must have been some like really,
you know, there's animals with
honorary
degrees.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also want to discuss the fact that there's a point called list of historical elephants and another point called that's fictional, never mind, that wasn't funny.
Yeah
list of
fictional pachyderms. I thought it was separating historical elephants and historical pachyderms, which are the same thing.
I want to keep scrolling down this page, because we see there is a link to list of non-fictional bears, which had better fucking have Wojtek on it.
Yeah, but if not.
There's some impressive other weird lists here.
Okay, list of... Hold up. Let's see if it's here.
We got snakes.
List
reptiles.
Of snake genera. List of snakes.
But
doesn't
I think
seem to
these
be a list of
real
fictional
snakes.
Unfortunately...
That article might, well, I mean, it makes me feel better. That article might just be an isolate.
It could be. Wait, Mark, didn't you go on our Facebook page and like wave?
But he had
your...
to do some shit.
Yes, I basically I wanted to see if it was possible to get between the two points that you needed to do, and so I did. You know, anything I could. Like, I searched for possible articles on Wikipedia that mentioned List of Fictional Snakes and tried to work backwards from that. I, you know, tried a bunch of links going forwards just to see if there was some possible linkage between them. And yeah. It turns out there is, but it's super, super obscure.
Okay, but that means that there are pages that link to it, but not this one.
Only a couple. There's a page that's like lists of fictional animals. But it's also hard to get to that page, so it's
right.
Like you have to
I mean,
really
lists
go through
of fictional
the
animals
of
is right
okay,
here
but list,
actually
list of fictional animals is not list of fictional snakes, and that's not a list of lists of fictional animals either.
Oh, true. Well, no, this is lists of fictional animals, not lists.
Also, this is one I get a kick out of. List of individual monkeys.
Like, is that like list of independent monkeys?
Like
they don't need you.
These monkeys are carving their own fucking
their own.
Path, all right?
These monkeys,
they're trailblazers.
But, you know, they swim against the current.
Should we click on list of non-fictional bears?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we're gonna
very
have
much.
To.
Step yeah. six, list of
okay.
non-fictional bears.
By the way, it's spelled W-O-P-E-K, not V-O-T.
That was W-O. Okay.
No, W-O-J, that's right. T-E-K.
Yes, I will make sure that it is properly cited.
I think this might be a good opportunity to give a shout out to my Czech friend, Wojtek.
What's up, Wojtek?
He'll never hear this, probably, but
I'm
going to really
slowly
funny.
Scroll down this page so we can try to
look at these bear names.
These bears, yeah.
Bart 2.
Wait a minute.
Also
hold
called
on.
Little Bart.
Bart 2 is in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, damn.
What? Oh, he was the bear
he's
in the Maiden
bear.
Fair.
Yeah, yeah.
No way. Good for him, moving up in the world. He must be on the list of wealthiest animals.
Yeah.
Lot
that's
of,
like, that's a popular show. That's a plum roll for a bear. A
lot of bee yeah. names. Because I guess people
lot of
like the...
bears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hercules, a male grizzly bear born in captivity in Scotland. He appeared in Octopussy, the James Bond movie.
I can't, every time I hear that, I can't fucking believe there's a James Bond movie called that.
Dude, the 60s were crazy.
Rocky, a male grizzly bear, appeared in Semi-Pro as Dewey the Killer Bear, in which he wrestled Will Ferrell's body double.
Nice.
Whopper, ooh, Whopper has a lot of credits. A white, male Kodiak bear has appeared in films including Anchorman, Air Bud, Golden Receiver, Return to Grizzly Mountain.
Wait, so right. they used Rocky for one Will Ferrell movie, but then they called up a different bear actor for Anchorman?
Two different roles. You know, you can't... Mark, not all bears are the same.
Do you think Rocky just disappointed?
Not all bears are the same. Not every bear is right for every role.
Yeah,
I can't
I
believe
guess that's
you're typecasting bear actors like this.
Mm.
A Kodiak bear isn't a polar bear, right? It is.
No,
it is
it's
like
just
a
really
bear.
Big grizzly bear.
Okay.
One thing also to note is that there don't seem to be any female bear actors.
No, we just saw one.
Oh really?
Bozo was a lady bear.
Bozo?
Bozo was a lady bear.
Oh.
Yeah, had a co-starring
she played,
role.
She played
in Grizzly
Benjamin
Adams.
Franklin, oh. aka Ben.
Yeah.
The constant companion of Grizzly Adams. Oh, no way!
Yeah.
I watched Grizzly Adams as a kid.
Yeah.
I watched
Bozo.
Those movies.
How did you watch cool. Grizzly Adams as a kid when the show was on 1977 to 1978?
Mark's a lot older than you think he is.
Yeah. I'm a Time Lord.
Okay.
I used to rent those movies... when I was like staying home at alone with or with a babysitter and had a pizza and stuff and my parents were out dancing or something. I really like
hold on, the sentence
I
you wanna... just said is crazy. I used to rent those movies when I was a
oh,
kid.
It gets worse.
Wait,
Matt,
what?
It gets worse. It gets worse.
What do you mean it gets worse?
Why?
Wait, do you want to... I don't know if you think the sentence is crazy in the same way, I'm assuming. So finish what you're saying. I'm sorry.
You stay home... There's be a babysitter. You'd get pizza, rent these old-ass movies from the late 70s about a man and his bear while your parents were out dancing?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but so the other night Mark told me the same thing, except for it came up in a different context, which was we were watching a soccer game and we were talking about nationalism, and I said something like, the United States women's national soccer team is the only thing that makes me proud to be an American. And Mark was like, oh, really? What about Guadalcanal?
That's his true, yeah.
And it's because another one of the things that Mark used to watch with his babysitter is Nat Geo documentaries about World War II battles.
Exactly, yeah.
What I'm saying is there's two...
Especially like naval battles.
There's two crazy things going on simultaneously. Sorry, there's two strange things going on simultaneously.
Yeah, don't call 10-year-old me crazy.
Sorry, I apologize. One thing is that's the kind of stuff you were watching when you're at home with the babysitter. But the other thing is, did your parents like get really into swing? Were they actually out dancing, or is that just you trying to ad lib right now? Like,
they were actually out dancing. They were.
I can't imagine my parents going out and dancing, but that's just me.
But your parents are special. You know, everybody's parents are special.
My parents were members of a dancing club that I believe was called the Waltz Evening, and they would get together once every couple weeks, I think, and there would be a live band, and they would all go and they would, you know, dance and waltz and stuff. I mean, ballroom dance, but they would also play swing stuff, I think.
That's wild.
Did they play any hip hop?
No. This was a pretty elderly crowd.
Okay.
Keep in mind, my parents were pretty advanced in age when they had them, so, yeah.
Well, that would also maybe help explain the Grizzly Adams.
Grizzly Adams, yeah. And the World War II naval battles, movies that they would rent for me from Hollywood Video. Shout out to Hollywood Video.
R.I.P.
We've only been through
ever tell
actors.
You, did I ever tell you guys? Ever tell you guys about my cousin that was caught embezzling from the Hollywood Video?
Is that it? Is that the long and the short of it?
That's it. Yeah. But do you know what embezzling from a Hollywood Video constitutes?
Well, I'm trying to think, because booking rentals that didn't take place wouldn't help you. You'd have to just not book rentals.
It's simpler than that. Every time somebody makes a transaction, you take a dollar out of the till and put it in your pocket. That's what they called that, embezzling.
But, so I guess you just have to ring it up for a dollar less than what it was.
Oh, no, he got caught. I mean, it wasn't a good con.
Oh, so he was stealing from the
till.
He
was stealing from the till, yeah.
Embezzling is a little bit of a strong descriptor for it.
Yeah, embezzling is one way of putting it. But...
Embezzling to me is a very white collar crime.
Yeah,
it's very much something that I imagine bankers doing to each other.
Yeah, I think that's the usual connotation. But when I was told about this, that's the word that everyone used.
I am personally witness to between a dozen and eight dozen counts of embezzlement every day in this city. It's just how it works.
You just see people on the sidewalk embezzling.
Yeah, everywhere I go. Big Apple, baby. Finance capital of the world.
Embezzling in Times Square from each other.
Like that rat on your AC could be embezzling from you right now.
He's embezzling coolness.
Hold on, one moment, please. That is a rat on the AC, and that rat is currently embezzling. You are correct. Got it in one.
He's got his one hand in the cash register.
The other hand on the AC, just cooling off.
Chilling.
I see him.
Wojtek
is the mascot. He's the main image for the section
for mascots
on list of individual bears.
We're just skipping right past that. Wrestlers and performers, which is another subsection of list of individual bears.
Mark, look what the first mascot is called.
Hotfoot. Oh my god. Hotfoot, later renamed Smokey, a male American black bear cub.
Hot feet!
Oh, man. We were at a soccer game on Sunday, and one of the players, Portland's own Liam Ridgewell, originally from somewhere in England, kept going over to the sidelines and getting a water bottle, and he would take a couple swigs from it, and then he would empty the rest of it onto his feet. And he
what
did this, like, five times. Just, like,
a
just
lot.
Drenching
like
his
many
sheet
times.
With water. Like, outside of the boots. And we kept shouting, like, he's got hot feet!
He's heating up.
Somebody slow him down.
Kind of like in NBA, is it NBA Jam or something? Where when it's a player NBA gets hot, Jam, their, yeah. their shoes start on fire?
It's Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
You don't want that to happen in real life.
Is there not an NBA Jam too. Equivalent for soccer?
There should be.
There might be. There was an NFL, there was a football one, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm NFL thinking of Blitz. NBA, like, Street.
Oh, yeah. The football one was, like...
NFL Blitz, yeah. Blitz,
yeah.
Yeah, and the ball would catch on fire and stuff. I don't know if there were soccer video games from that same era.
I don't think so. Mm. Yeah, no, it's just FIFA. It's just FIFA, that's the only one. Can we even say FIFA on this podcast?
No.
I feel like they'll sue you.
Yeah, they definitely will. They'll come to kill us.
Yeah.
Sepp Blatter is a good friend of mine, and I would really like it if we just kept it that way. You know, just don't say anything bad about FIFA. You could
stay friends
FIFA.
With Sepp.
Let's not insult them. I live in the same city as FIFA.
As Sepp? Sepp, not anymore. Because he's in jail. Actually, he's not in jail,
is he? I don't think so.
A bunch of them are...
No.
Maybe not actively in jail, but...
Didn't Sepp make it out just fine?
He lost his job, but I think he...
But he resigned. It wasn't
escaped,
like serious
legal consequences.
Escaped indictment thus far.
Yeah.
Do you guys know about Chuck Blazer and his dual apartments?
At his second apartment.
Matt, do you know about this?
Oh, my God.
No.
What's his job title? He's American.
For a while, I think he was the representative of CONCACAF at FIFA.
Okay.
That was my understanding.
So this is an American guy, Chuck Blazer. He had two apartments in New York City, one of which he lived in. And this is the guy that kind of blew the whistle on a bunch of these corruption charges.
But the only reason why was because he was also corrupt.
Right, he was
the
about
FBI
to get busted.
Came and showed him the evidence, and he turned, turned squealer.
And Chuck Blazer has two apartments, one of which he lived in, and the other of which, they were investigating him and checking out all his stuff. And the other of which, they said something like, seems to be used mostly by his cats. Like, he had this whole apartment that he didn't go to except to hang out with his kitty cats that lived there.
An entire Manhattan penthouse just for his cats.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
I have heard tell of a little rumor. This is unsubstantiated. From someone who went to Reed who dated a girl who dated David Lynch's son. Okay.
Okay.
We got the chain.
Got it.
Got it.
Yeah.
This is a story about David Lynch. Supposedly, is that David Lynch owns two houses very close by to each other. Maybe they're neighboring homes in L.A. Mm-hmm. And one of them ended up having a rat problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like you
and.
Just Look, like Matt.
Just like me. David Lynch has a house, has a rat problem. And at least temporarily, the solution to this was just to move all of the stuff out of that house and into the other house and let the rats just...
just like the Russians, abandon the place. Leave it to the rats. Retreat into the other house.
Oh my God.
If this was any other celebrity, brutal. I think you'd have a hard time believing this story. But then just imagine David Lynch is telling you this story directly.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Did you guys know David Lynch is organizing what looks to be the dopest music festival ever?
It's already sold out.
Already sold out.
It's all Nine Inch Nails, right?
It looks incredible.
Actually, no.
It's all Trent.
No Nin, I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah.
Are they tight?
How not? Yeah, Trent has been on at least one soundtrack for a David Lynch film.
Yeah, but no.
And he's gonna be in the new season of Twin Peaks.
But no Nin. I don't know. You know who they got instead?
Who?
Mel Brooks. Who just turned
90. Mel Brooks, the famous musician.
The famous industrial.
The famous musician. Industrial, yeah.
Yeah. You know, Trent wouldn't be where he is today if it wasn't for the really hard-hitting
without Mel's work.
Compositions by Mel Brooks.
That's right. It was a little rougher on the edges, but it really laid the groundwork.
Yeah, you can see a direct through line from, like, the producers to
Nin.
The downward spiral.
I have it on good authority that Blazing Saddles is Trent Reznor's favorite movie.
Who's your authority?
Just for the purposes of a joke.
Okay. Just for the purposes of a joke. Yeah. Should we click on Wojtek?
Yeah, let's fly on over there.
All right, this is step 7. Hey, we got to that.
We did it. Wojtek, parentheses bear.
Parentheses bear.
He lived from 1942 to 1963.
Oh man,
only 21 years.
But he outlived the war. You know,
yeah, he survived World War II.
It's a good thing there isn't a legal drinking age for bears.
For bears.
Or else, you know.
Very good. Very good thing. Should note that, so I was reading the article, and they found the bear in Iran and then wanted to take the bear with them. To get Wojtek onto a British transport ship, they had to draft him into the army, apparently. Like, apparently that was required to have passage on the ship. And so they drafted him as a private, as you do.
Like, the problem with Wojtek going on the transport was not that he was a bear, but it was that he wasn't in the army.
Exactly. Exactly. But then, once he was part of the army, he did so dang good that they promoted him to corporal. Like, this bear had distinguished service. He didn't just sit there eating or smoking cigarettes all day.
It says he helped by carrying ammunition, and he never dropped a single crate.
Not one.
Yeah.
This is at the Battle of Monte Cassino, which I guess must have been in Italy somewhere.
Sounds Italian. But yeah, then after the war, he lived out the rest of his days in the Edinburgh Zoo, and oftentimes...
Come on, Matt.
Pretty sure.
We'll have to ask.
You've just offended all of the Scottish listeners of the podcast.
Sorry, you offended all the English listeners.
We'll have to ask one of our Scottish listeners. I was just looking at the stats, though, and unless they're being wrapped in under United Kingdom, we don't have any.
Well, no, at least for now, they would be.
Was it United Kingdom? It wasn't England that it said?
Said United Kingdom.
Okay. So they could all be Scottish listeners.
They're all, they bet they're all Scottish, and that's why they haven't stopped listening yet.
Right.
Yeah, because we haven't pissed them off quite yet.
English.
But they're about to.
Another fun fact, Wojtek was a frequent guest on BBC's Blue Peter, which is one of the longest running kids shows ever.
Did you used to watch that one with your babysitter?
No, I didn't, but another one of my favorite podcasts made a Blue Peter joke. Seriously. When he died at the age of 21, he weighed nearly 500 kilos. That's 1,100 pounds for you Yanks. And he was over 6 feet tall.
Sounds like
me.
Sounds like a bear.
Just like Mark.
Yeah.
All around.
Yeah, basically, yeah. That's the miracle of podcasts as an auditory medium.
Yeah, you think Mark is like a human boy?
I'm a bear.
But actually, he's a bear.
That's why Wojtek's my hero.
Yeah.
There's a couple different sculptures commemorating Wojtek around the world, including one in Krakow, and then one in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And then there's a movie made in 2011 called Wojtek, The Bear That Went to War, and it's narrated by probably the best person to narrate a movie about a soldier bear, Brian Blessed.
Are you saying that based on just on his name or because you know something about him?
Neither of you are familiar with Brian Blessed?
No, is that another bear?
This is what he looks like, for one thing.
He is a bear.
He's pretty much the human embodiment of bear.
Good evening and welcome to Have I Got News For You. I am Brian Blessed.
Man.
Definitely looks like a bear.
He was Boss Nass in Star Wars Episode 1, just FYI.
He was Boss Nass.
Gungans, me.
Oh no!
What, the Gungan dude?
Yeah,
the leader of the Gungans.
Did they use his?
Oh my god!
Did they use his actual likeness, or is that just a voice act?
I'm pretty sure it's just a voice act.
Okay.
That guy. That guy narrated the bear movie.
Oh my god. Wait, can I confess something to both of you guys and to all of the listeners?
Of course.
I really like Star Wars Episode 1.
Oh boy.
Episode 1 came out, I think, when I was 10 years old.
Oh man.
I had just discovered Star Wars.
Because the reason you liked it so much is because you'd only ever watched documentaries about Guadalcanal.
Right, yeah. My movie taste was not so developed at the time. And I remember sitting on the bus with friends of mine in fourth or fifth grade or something, and like reading like the Star Wars books about the universe and stuff.
Oh yeah, I did that shit.
And getting so psyched for the new one that was going to come out. And when it came out, like, we saw it on opening night and stuff, and I was just like, you know, completely blown away by it.
Yeah,
and
so, you're a dumb kid.
Yeah, and I was a dumb kid. And you know, I like Jar Jar Binks. I thought the Gungan thing was, like, totally fine.
You were 10, it's a swamp planet. This seems fine
sure
and normal.
Sure, there's weird. Exactly. I thought it was totally normal.
Sure, there's swamp creatures that double as racist caricatures of Jamaican people.
Caitlin.
Yes.
Let's all be real right now, okay?
Yeah.
Did any of the three of us, and we already know how Mark felt, did any of the three of us actually watch that movie when it came out in theaters and go, not only do I not like this, but I could tell you exactly how the Gungans are racist caricatures?
No, obviously I didn't know that at the time.
Did you dislike the movie?
You know, honestly, I don't know. Because you know how kids...
This is your spotty memory
opinions,
again.
Listen, do you know how kids' opinions are on issue, like, on a lot of issues, are just their parents' opinions?
Mm.
You know how, like, all kids with, like, Democrat parents are Democrats?
Mm.
For example?
Sure.
I can't separate my own impression of the movie from what my parents were saying about it on the car ride home. You know?
Mm. Okay.
And so I have a memory of thinking that it was bad, but I'm not going to claim that was purely my own opinion and not just my parents' opinion.
It's interesting that you say that, because my parents dropped me and the friends that I went to see it with off.
You got to go
and pick us up at the end.
Yeah.
They didn't even see the movie.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe that's why I still like it.
I don't know how my parents reacted. I think for like most of the Harry Potter movies, I remember distinctly that we would go to Red Robin right afterwards and discuss them. But I can't tell you what they thought of Episode 1. What I can tell you, though, is that for a while, my mom had a Star Wars Episode 1 branded address book that featured a portrait of Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, of course it did.
So maybe my mom likes Liam Neeson with the long hair. Maybe.
Yeah.
I had the Qui-Gon Jinn lightsaber toy. That was my...
I think the beard is a good look on him, too.
Mm.
Mm.
I think the whole Jedi thing was great.
Yeah.
I'm more of a fan of Liam Neeson in the gray. That's
ragged.
That's my Liam Neeson.
Outdoor Liam Neeson.
Lupine Neeson.
Yeah. What about you, Mark? What's your favorite Liam Neeson?
You know, I'm a softie. I loved him in Love Actually. I'm serious. He's so good in that movie.
I'm laughing, but that's such a legitimate answer. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah. He's such a good dad in that movie.
Great dad.
I mean,
one of the best dads, I'm going to say.
But also, because his wife, like Liam Neeson's wife, died, I think.
That's correct.
And was that movie before?
It was well before she died.
Yeah. And so now, like in retrospect, it's so poignant, you know, and so tragic to see him playing like this grieving father.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. I don't think I realized the prequels were bad until like 2007.
It was when you watched those YouTube critiques, wasn't it? What are those called?
Oh, the Plinkett reviews.
That are wrong with Star Wars episode, whatever, what Matt said. Seconds.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Plinkett reviews. No, I realized before that.
Okay.
But yeah, not soon enough, probably.
Was it a sudden like you rewatched it and you were like, oh my god, this is shit, or was it a slow dawning realization?
I think it was right around the time I think that lines up roughly with when they also re-released the original trilogy and they edited Hayden Christensen in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, that's a garbage decision. And then like it all came flooding in.
Final scene.
It all came flooding in.
The last shot in Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Where Luke and Leia and Han are, yeah. They got that old guy out of there, whatever his name was.
They put Hayden
up there.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
This is so bad.
Mm-hmm. It looks
this
very
is the terrible
bad.
Thing. Nobody remembers that guy's name.
Yeah, that poor guy.
The guy that was in the Vader suit.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, right.
Question. Was the guy that was in the Vader suit when we see his face, is that the same guy as was in the Vader suit the whole time?
Mm.
Or are there three different actors involved in portraying Darth Vader?
Vader suit guy, Vader James face
Earl,
guy.
And James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones, I think, was in the Vader suit.
No, he's just the voice. They put a real big guy in the Vader suit.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Yeah, James Earl Jones is not that shape.
Oh, because that's the... When you said it, I was like, that's the name I associate with Vader. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, even I don't... He's the one bubble. That's, like, credited. You know.
Yeah.
Are you looking... looking stuff up right now?
Just FYI. James Earl Jones does the voice. David Prowse, I believe is how you say his name. He was the body.
Right.
And Sebastian Shaw played Anakin.
Oh, man.
Like, played his face.
It is three actors. Shit. Yep. That's very interesting.
I wonder how many characters there are in movie history been played by three
What's
actors.
Wrong with David Prowse's face, do you think?
Not ugly
Just
enough.
Probably tons. I mean, his voice was really bad.
No offense to the guy that did play the face.
His what?
Guys, this is his voice was really bad.
His voice was
going to be in the movie. This has been our 10 minutes of Star Wars content that's required every week.
This has been our
show.
Star Wars fan cast. What was wrong with the previews.
Mark, if I recall, David Prowse's voice is a lot like David Beckham's voice.
Oh,
it's just like high and childish and
high
British.
And boyish.
My name is Matthew Olson. You've been listening to Can You Get to That? You can find me on Twitter. It's @MatthewOlson. Spell it right, please. Also, if you like this show, maybe buy one of those t-shirts from our Teespring campaign. I'll put the link in the description to this week's episode. And that's my plugs for now.
And I have been Caitlin Best. You can find me on Twitter at @bestkabest, BESTKABEST. Did you already say the show's Twitter, Matt?
I did not.
Okay, the show's Twitter is @gettothat. You can follow us there. You can tweet at us. You can use the hashtag CYGTT. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CYGTT.
Yep, that's it.
And I do have a personal thing to plug, which is I'm going to plug my mug blog again and say that I got put up a pretty sweet story today, the day recording, and got another one in the pipeline. And if you have a very good or very bad or very interesting mug, or one that you've had for an especially long time, I would love to hear your story. So hit me. The term of art is slide into my DMs. Mark, I don't know if you want to identify yourself.
I've been Mark Hintz, your guest co-host.
We'll just say guest.
Not host.
We'll just say guest.
Guest. I've been your guest. I'm also on Twitter at Mark Hintz, but I mostly tweet about pre-programming jokes.
Nerd shit.
I've been really into Brexit Twitter recently, so follow me for some of that hot content.
How many crying Jordans have you put on British landmarks?
On pounds?
On currency, yeah.
None, but I have liked a few such tweets.
Nice.
I must confess.
For a second, I was worried that you were going to say, I'm Mark Hintz, I'm also on Twitter @BestKabest. I was worried that the other shoe was going to finally drop, that was a joint account. Anyway.
Two-headed.
This has been the show. But I just want to know, Mark, I want to thank you again for guesting. Caitlin, I don't know if you want to say the same. But I also want to let Mark ask a question if he feels like he has any for us before we close out.
A question.
Do you think he gets it, Caitlin?
You sprung that one on me.
No. I have a question for Mark, though.
Okay.
Shoot.
What is technology bad, though?